So the country's founded on the principles of Christianity. A couple of hundred years later, where are we living? So-called post-Christian times. The churches are emptying out. The bathhouses are filling up. The sex change operations are speeding up. The lesbian fertility clinics are increasing around the country. And the country is on the verge of an insane breakdown. And entering this picture are devout Muslims, not only in America, but around the world. Many of whom, most of whom today, are not fanatic, by the way. I have no doubt that they would become fanatic if they smelled a chance to get away with it. I'll put that in a context another time. If they could, they would impose their religion on everybody else, because that's a tenet of their religion. It is a fundamental tenet of Islam to convert everybody around them, whether they want it or not, okay? But right now, everyone's acting, like good Americans, all right? They're just minding their own business, the majority of them. And the others are watching over their shoulder for the FBI and the other intelligence agencies, as they should, because the FBI is doing a darn good job of keeping them in line. To be very frank, lay it on the line. They're keeping the would-be bombers on their toes. Let's put it to you that way. All right? And that's good. Now you come to a point where the spiritual vacuum has emerged in the United States of America. Enter the vacuum are very religious Muslims. They don't like the stuff that I don't like, frankly. The very same things that offend me offend them. That's the strangest part of it. As they do offend, for example, a city manager cutting a schmeckle off to become a woman. To me, it's disgusting. A doctor should be arrested. Their license is taken away. They should be given 10 years in prison for what they're doing to these poor mental cases. I mean, these head cases who suddenly say, oh, I want to be a woman all my life. There was a woman with it. This is a mass psychosis that's going on now in America. And oh, God, you're so wonderful, Steve, for becoming Clara. Oh, you're such an advanced, progressive human being. Isn't that wonderful? Enter the vacuum comes the fanatically religious Muslim who doesn't go along with the gay and lesbian propaganda, doesn't go along with the sex change operations, doesn't go along with a slew of the very social degeneracy that we are all struggling to, live without accepting. Because there's a huge chasm between living with something and accepting it. But you see, the other side not only wants you to live with what they do, they want you to not only accept what they do, they want you to celebrate what they do. They want you to mainstream what they do. And what they're going to get in return is the very opposite of what they think they're going to get by pushing too hard. But that's a separate story for another time. A few years down the line, you know. Well, a few years down the line, we'll have this discussion again. So as I say, to go back to my primary point, and forgive me for rambling here in this kind of filibustery kind of manner, God abhors a spiritual vacuum. That is why he has permitted, in fact, probably not only permitted, but in a way orchestrated the rise of radical Islam. But it's becoming increasingly clear to me that God wants radical Islam on this planet at this time, that it's not actually the scourge that you think it is. What it is, it's a counterpoint to the Romanization of the United States of America and the West. The collapse, the spiritual collapse of the West, the death of the West in that regard, is being countered by the birth of fanatic religion, which is fundamentally a fanatic love of God, when you think about it. And God, who is the center of this monotheistic religion, has said, oh, you don't worship me anymore? Oh, you don't like me anymore? Oh, I don't exist anymore? Really? All right, I'm going to show you boys in Hollywood and you girls in New York City that I do exist. But since you're very hard-headed, stiff-necked people, and you don't really believe that I exist because you've gotten away with everything you've done all your life without any repercussions, I'm going to show you I exist in a way that you can't believe. Down came the World Trade Center towers. That was God speaking.